Hi, Doug. This is a dictation for Tanika Burroughs. T like Tom, A N I K A B U R R O G G H S. Date of service is 4/7/2022. Date of birth is 8/26/1973. Ms. Tanika Burroughs is here for a continuation of a visit, follow up visit, and she reports that her lower back pain is worse right now around 8. However, there is no radiation to the buttocks or the leg. No pain in the leg or mid back is reported. No pain in the left shoulder is reported. As we know, this patient fell down in a basement, and she's a victim of a stroke. When she fell down 8-9 steps, she has a impacted fracture of the left humerus bone of the head, which is doing good. Actually, she has no pain at all, and she doesn't want to go and see an orthopedic surgeon. However, she had a herniated disc at L5-S1 and a bulging disc at L4-L5 that is causing her lower back pain. Today, she reports that she's having severe pain in the right knee also, although she has no history or remembrance of any fall ever. She does have a ACE bandage. She has a knee brace. She has a tens in it, and she's advised to continuously use them. Pain level is between 6 to 10. And 50% pains overall have been resolved from the injection, physical therapy. Last physical therapy was in January when she has a home care coming into for her. At this time, the areas that are affected and reported by the patient are general activity, walking ability, sleep and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Work is affected, 8. Mood is affected, 6. System review in neurology and psych, lack of concentration is the only positive one, and no other symptoms. No headaches, dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, no history of difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, no history of any seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no history of any loss of memory or anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, positive symptoms are shoulder stiffness, limited range of motion, and pain pins and needle of the both ankle and foot pain, and mild pain in the lower back, moderate difficulty walking, and the patient has a stroke on the left side with the left upper extremity paralysis. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, no incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that her pain overall has improved to 50%, but last 3-4 days, she is having severe pain in the right knee, and because of which she is worsened. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. She sees Dr. Salem Farah, F-A-R-A-H, for maintenance of her blood pressure, diabetes, medicine, and all other general stuff. Dr. Hoffman is the GI. She has no new admissions, and she reports losing 5 pounds at this time in last one month, no other trauma. I lose my dictation. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient is in full compliance. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 148 over 95, pulse is 122, pulse ox is 99, weight is 185, her recent blood sugar is 148, A1C that was last reported was 8.0. The physical examination reveals same finding as before, which is last dictation was 3/8/2022, dictation number 0311-079. And diagnosis, please add the findings of right knee examination, which is there is no swelling, laceration, tender point, except in the lower part of the peripatellar region, more of a patellar tendon, inferior part. Some tenderness is there, but no swelling, no other finding. Medial collateral, lateral collateral ligaments are normal, and the anterior drawer sign is negative, posterior drawer is negative, McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative. There's just a slight pain in the medial aspect of the patellar tendon, inferiorly speaking. Otherwise, range of motions and everything is okay. No crepitus grinding noise or heard. Thank you. Diagnosis will remain the same, and plan of care will be as follows. The patient is advised to put some heat, ace bandage, knee brace, and try for 15 days rest and see if that will help her out. In addition, the patient is reported to take gabapentin 400 milligram every 6 hours, and she is referred back to her primary care physician, Dr. Salem Farah, to continue this gabapentin for her diabetes maintenance, because they should be coming from then. Patient already has done 5 epidurals for the lumbar and 1 sacroiliac joint on the left side, although she is still reporting pain on the left sacroiliac joint, for which another injection can be done for diagnostic and therapeutic purpose. Other than that, patient is advised to think of another injection for lumbar epidural and maybe to the facet joint. Patient is advised about yoga, meditation, home exercise, heat, infrared heat, wet heat, and losing more weight. And she's advised to be careful during walking so that she doesn't fall. End of dictation. Thank you.